This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Plumes of smoke can be seen billowing across Gaza's skies as the clock ticks down on the final day of the negotiated pause in fighting. Last-minute negotiations between Israel and Hamas to extend the pause were overshadowed on Wednesday by an unconfirmed claim by Hamas that a 10-month-old baby Israeli hostage and his family had been killed. Shortly before the release of women and children hostages scheduled under the pause, the military wing of Hamas said the youngest hostage had been killed in an Israeli bombing, along with his 4-year-old brother and mother. Israel said it was checking the claim. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The first commercial airliner to cross the Atlantic on a purely high-fat, low-emissions fuel flew Tuesday from London to New York in a step toward achieving what supporters call Jet Zero. The Virgin Atlantic Boeing 787 flight was powered without using fossil fuels, relying on so-called sustainable aviation fuel, made up largely of tallow and other waste fats.
Sustainable aviation fuel, which reduces greenhouse gas emissions by about 70%, is the best near-term way for the international aviation industry to achieve its net zero target by 2050, the U.S. Energy Department says. Though it called the goal aspirational, the U.S. Government Accountability Office says that while domestic production of the fuel had jumped from about 2 million gallons in 2016 to 15.8 million gallons in 2022, it accounted for less than 0.1% of the jet fuel used by major U.S. airlines.
That is AP correspondent Charles de la Desma. This is VOA News. House leaders say a vote will come on Thursday on a resolution to expel New York Congressman George Santos from the legislature for alleged ethics violations. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Lawmakers from both parties introduced resolutions seeking the removal of George Santos for allegedly stealing from his campaign funds and using donors' credit card information to ring up thousands of dollars in personal expenses. Santos on the House floor.
It starts and puts us in a new direction.
Says it's not fair to act on allegations without a trial.
A very dangerous precedent.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he agrees, but will let the vote go forward.
Personally, have real reservations about doing this.
Santos faces 23 counts in federal court. The House Ethics Committee accused him of blatantly stealing from his campaign and deceiving donors for his own personal profit, charges that Santos denies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at NATO headquarters in Brussels today. The alliance meeting on the agenda, support for Ukraine.
Some are questioning whether the United States and other NATO allies should continue to stand with Ukraine as we enter the second winter of Putin's brutality. But the answer here today at NATO is clear and it's unwavering. We must and we will continue to support Ukraine.
A case of flu virus similar to strains currently circulating in pigs has been detected in the UK.
It is possible that there may have been some limited transmission between people. We are increasing our surveillance efforts just to understand exactly if there has been any transmission, and if so, how far the virus has been transmitted.
Professor Isabel Oliver, who says they're also trying to find the source of the infection. Madagascar's army warned on Wednesday against any attempt to destabilized the country after the nation's top prosecutor announced that two officers had been charged with inciting rebellion before the November 16th presidential election. 10 out of 12 opposition candidates boycotted the vote following weeks of violent street protests. The Electoral Commission declared incumbent Andre Rajoelina the winner, and the Constitutional Court is due to certify the results on Friday. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, who died last week, will be buried at her home in Georgia today. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.